The world's largest annual conference on medieval studies gets underway today at Western Michigan University. About 3,000 scholars and fans of the Middle Ages will gather to talk about Celts and Vikings, Chaucer, Joan of Arc, Sir Gawain, and Guinevere. Many of the presentations will offer advice on how to teach the Middle Ages in the 21st century, how to promote a slow era in such speedy times. Today at the conference, Arthur Semplaski, a music teacher at Ithaca College, will give a talk called Music History at 10 Years a Minute.
This is one way that I've found to be able to reach to a general lay audience who doesn't have much musical background and show them that this is really cool music and that it's not just a bunch of dull chanting stuff.
In his lecture, Semplaski explains how to collapse 600 years of music into 1 hour. He covers the years 1000 to 1600, an era you could spend a lifetime listening to, but Semplaski says these days most people only have time to listen to a little. The question is, how little? If Semplaski can cover 600 years of music in an hour, what can he do in 6 minutes, which is roughly the amount of time left in this hour of Morning Edition? He has agreed to take on this challenge, which means I'm now wasting precious seconds by talking to you. So, as the studio clock clicks down, here is Arthur Semplaski with 600 years of music.
Okay, so this first period is going to be about 1000 to about 1150. And what we have here are single melody lines. And you'll find that it's very flowing, the melody is not jumping around, but it's nice and simple. So here's the Gregorian chant excerpt. That was religious music. And in the middle of this period is when the troubadour, era of the troubadours, begins. And so here we can actually have a second excerpt that shows you non-religious, secular music. And here's an example of troubadour music. This is by a gentleman named Geoffrey Roudel. He flourished in the mid-12th century. And you can hear, just like the Gregorian chant, it's very flowing. You have a nice drone accompanying it, and sometimes the melody is being doubled on another instrument as well. Next period, about 1150 to about 1300. Now, here's where Western music is going to diverge from all other musics of the world, because Western music really gets interested in the idea of having multiple independent melody lines going at the same time. That's called polyphony. And what you need to do when you have multiple independent lines is you have to have some way of synchronizing things. So you have to have rhythm notation. That's what happens in this period now. And the first types of rhythms that they can write down are just sort of 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So this is a processional piece from the mid-13th century called Alla Salite. And it's one of these pieces that's in triple rhythm. All right, third period. This is about 1300 to about 1450. Okay, people now write more sophisticated rhythms. They figured out how you can notate both things that are grouped in threes and things that are grouped in two. And musicians go overboard. They have all this freedom to write different things, and they just go off the deep end. Part of that's also tied in with the fact that Europe as a society just sort of went a little crazy for a while in the wake of the Black Death, and you have a very strange culture at that point. So this is an example, an Italian guy writing this stuff, but it's written in French, and this is from like the end of the 14th century. And you can hear here that the rhythms are just like really weird, and there doesn't seem to be any real good solid pulse to it. Next period, 1450 to about 1600. This is the Renaissance. It starts off with a reaction against that really complicated, really strange stuff that we had just listening to. people are trying to write stuff that is, okay, let's have nice fluid rhythms, but we still have a sense of the beat, that we can find where the beat is. Let me play you an example of sort of the high Renaissance polyphony. You're going to hear this, they're saying the word Alleluia, and each different voice is going to be coming in, and this sort of nice flowing waves just breaking over each other. At the same time, humanism, the idea of rebirth of all the classics, rediscovery of all the classical authors is happening. People suddenly realize we want to be able to bring out emotions in the text of these vocal pieces that we're writing. What they decide is, we've got this complicated multiple melody lines going at the same time. We're going to have to simplify that in order to bring out the emotions that are inherent in the text. So let's have everybody say the same words at the same time. This is a piece from something called A Musical Entertainment by a guy named Banchieri. He's writing at the very end of the 16th century. And the text is, we are five young and pretty shepherdesses who go roaming over hill and dale with our bagpipes in hands. Now, this is where the Baroque era begins. If you gave me a few more minutes and I had a few more CDs, we could keep going here.
But we can't keep going. Just look at the time.
Let me just say one thing real fast to the American Musicological Society before they take out a mob contract on me. Look, guys, I know I'm leaving out a whole bunch of way cool stuff here, but I've got 6 minutes to play with. What can I do?
Arthur Samplasky is a lecturer of music theory at Ithaca College. Today at the 36th International Congress on Medieval Studies, he'll give a talk called Music History at 10 Years a Minute. There's a complete discography of the music played during Samplasky's 6-minute discourse on the website, npr.org.